welcome to the Recruitment Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Tom Birkinshaw, and today we are joined by our chairman, James Khan, CBE. I'm delighted to speak to James for the second time this year. We discussed how the market has changed since our last conversation, and did some of the market predictions come true that we previously discussed, and what does he think that is in store for the market in the next 6 to 12 months? Most importantly, we talk about how business can adapt to remain successful in a challenging market. James, thanks very much for joining us on our podcast once again.
Well, Tom, I was in the area, so the least I could do was pop in and say hello.
It's very thoughtful of you. We were together, I think, about 6 months ago when you actually kicked off our podcast series with yourself. And we talked about the end of last year and a kind of softening in the market was the terminology I think we were discussing at the time. Have you seen that play out in H1 and over the last 6 months?
I hate to say this, Tom, but I was right. We debated the market softening, and I think what we specifically were talking about was a decline in job flow. And I think that's exactly what we've seen. I think a number of the businesses that I'm involved with have seen the markets decline a little bit. Job flows are tightening up quite a bit. I think we're kind of entering in quite choppy waters at the moment.
So over the last 6 months, and you know, like you said, you kind of predicted where the next 6 months were going to be, which is obviously H1. How have you seen within the wider group of obviously our portfolio, but across the market, how have you seen businesses adapt to that change?
I think a number of entrepreneurs that I'm in touch with on a regular basis, I think what they are doing today is spending a lot more time developing those relationships with the clients. I think we became a little bit lazy last year where we were picking up jobs, sending out CVs, arranging interviews because the markets were so good, clients were hiring. We're just not seeing that now. So I think my key message for today is we need to go back to basics. This is an absolute environment where basics will count. So get close to the client, do more client visits, develop that relationship with the client, and make sure when there is a requirement available, you are the first on the list. The problem is last year, we did too little of that, and therefore the quality of our relationships with the clients, I think, has become diluted. And therefore, the one message that I'm delivering to all of the businesses I'm working with is now is the time to get back out there and develop those relationships. In addition to that, when you do have a requirement today, the most fundamental thing to do today is make sure that the positions that you are working on are properly qualified. I'm seeing too many clients withdraw offers. I'm seeing too many clients change their mind. I'm seeing too many job specs changing. And therefore, the only thing that matters right now is if you're going to work on a requirement, which may take you 2 to 3 months, make sure it's qualified. The worst thing you can do is spend 3 months working on something only to have either the client withdraw or the spec change. So key number one point is qualify the client. Secondly, I'm seeing too much of candidates getting counter-offered and deciding to stay where they are. So the same principles apply. You need to make sure that you are spending more time with the candidate, qualify that candidate, and make absolutely sure that you have identified at least 2 or 3 fundamental reasons as to why the candidate will move. And if you are not convinced, do not work on the candidate. Because in these market conditions, you will be disappointed. So before you start marketing the candidate or talking to your client, just take a step back and say, am I truly convinced that based on the following information the candidate has given me, if I was to deliver that, will he move? If you're not asking yourself the question, you are taking a risk.
And I guess to your earlier point, and you know, it's definitely not out of laziness, but I think last year when we look at kind of exactly 12 months ago, you know, there was great job flow. Clients were looking for positions to fill. So it was probably a case of, you know, best practice and processes weren't being completed to the best of their ability because arguably there wasn't really a need for it because it was slightly easier times. And to your point now is go back to basics.
Yeah.
So you've been through a few cycles, market cycles in your time.
Just a few, Tom.
Just a couple. What was the hardest thing that you had to do personally through kind of the earlier cycle, downturn cycles?
I think the toughest thing is when your revenue is not in line with your cost base. So your revenue goes down, your cost base remains the same, and you have to make cuts. And I think as entrepreneurs, that's always the bit we find the hardest. And the problem is, if we don't do it, we simply run out of money because our cost, you know, the business is burning cash, it's not delivering cash. There becomes that inflection point where your cost, you know, exceed your income and you have no cash. So the hardest thing, I think, for any entrepreneur right now is making sure that every single month you look at the costs that you're incurring, you look at the revenue that you're generating, and there has to, you've got to maintain the gap. There's got to be a gap where your income is higher, but if that gap is getting smaller, you have to reduce cost. You have no choice. And that's, I suppose, what sets us apart in challenging markets. Why do businesses go bust in difficult markets? The answer is really simple, is when they haven't taken the necessary actions to reduce their cost base.
And it's not just a case of let's just sit out, wait and see until it gets better.
I mean, you can, but all you're doing is in the interim period, you're just burning cash.
Yeah.
Because the definition of sitting it out means I haven't changed anything.
Yeah.
So my costs are still where they were the day before. My income hasn't changed. The job flow is down. So sitting it out is a time bomb. Mm. Now, unless you've got access to the crystal ball that tells you when the market will turn, which I'm going to assume you don't have, how long are you going to sit it out? So, you know, as an entrepreneur, if somebody said to me, the market will change in September, then I've got 3 months to work out how much I need. But nobody's told me a month yet, which means it's open-ended. Problem is, my bank account is not open-ended. Mm. I have a defined amount of money. So only unless I know when it's going to change, if I don't know, I'm heading into a car crash.
And on that then, you know, nobody's got a crystal ball. And I think looking back over the last 6 to 9 months and into the next six, which sectors have you seen pick up stronger or and drop off as well?
I think tech has been, you know, an obvious effect to the market. I think a global tech slowdown has had ripple effects across various sectors. So I think people are kind of talking just about IT. But from my wider experience, those companies, the big tech organizations, do have a ripple effect because if they're coming down, their own supply chain gets directly impacted. So I would say the kind of global market concern right now would be around tech. But when I look at actual data, most businesses are being affected. I think you've got some traditional safer markets. So in finance, so accounting, finance, tax, I'm seeing markets not fall off a cliff. They're quite robust. They seem to be holding on reasonably well. Financial services, I think industries where they're going through quite significant change, I think financial services, those institutions, because of digitalization, are going through massive change. So actually we're seeing that hold up quite well. Life sciences has dropped a bit, but it's still holding off quite well. I think geographically, Europe as a whole is quite challenging right now. US, I would say, is probably holding on slightly better. So I think depending on the market you're in, depending on the geography that you're looking at, I think there's lots and lots of data around. You know, read the data. What I'm doing right now is 20 minutes every day. You know, I'm doing just a little bit of market research. I'm spending time reading. I'm looking for that core pieces of data that potentially could replace that crystal ball.
So market insights, having a bit more knowledge to understand and predict the future a little bit at least. So obviously, you know, being an entrepreneur, the end goal is to scale your business. So is there this massive frustration kind of within inside of you when these markets do happen, you know, which is just very natural cycles and you kind of, you know, mitigate the loss where you can, that you're not scaling your business? Is that a frustration?
Not really, because, Tom, life is never a bed of roses. It's never a straight line. That's not realistic. Every business, every entrepreneur, his line has a number of wobbles. It's very, very normal. You just have to make sure that you make the right decisions at the right time. And right now is probably not a time to be overextending the business. You know, there will be times when you need to be doing that. And I think the successful entrepreneur has got to balance decision making. So am I really frustrated? Not really, because I've seen it before. You know, it's quite normal, it's quite natural that you will see, you know, circumstances in the market that require you to take different actions. And I think we are in one of them. If you look at research and data, only this morning I was reading a piece of information that said the Bank of England, you know, is predicting to see 4 further rate hikes. That means interest rates are not coming down, they're going up. So if you assume that the Bank of England typically makes a decision every 3 months, that means we're going through a period where at least for the next 12 months, interest rates will rise, and interest rates going up is putting a huge amount of pressure on the consumer, because a third of our income goes up or covers our accommodation. And therefore, if mortgages are going up, it's putting a lot of pressure on the consumer. Most organisations, most companies have debt, which means they borrowed money, and the cost of that debt is going up substantially, which puts a lot of pressure on businesses. Therefore, my gut feeling is, until I see interest rates either levelling out or starting to come down, the markets will continue to be choppy. So one of the indicators that I'm using is to follow the trend of interest rates. If I want to believe the markets will get better, I think interest rates and inflation have to come down.
So then going back to the businesses, and like you said, you know, many of the entrepreneurs have probably been through cycles such as this. Unfortunately, there have been job losses and things like that. So if you're then trying to kind of reposition yourself, saying, look, the market's not great, but it's not bad, there's still jobs, how do you go about attracting the top talent back into your business in tougher times?
I think what I find is when the markets have uncertainty, you have more people available in the market. So when the market was really buoyant last year, we weren't seeing a lot of good people, because the truth is people were happy, they were making money, things were going really well, which is generally not the market environment where you tend to attract really good people. When the markets are a bit choppy, people are a bit more open-minded. They're probably more open to having a conversation. And therefore, the only thing you should be doing right now is engaging and being much more proactive than you've probably been before. Because now is the environment where they're likely to take your call. Now's probably the environment where you'll engage in a conversation. But you have to be in the game. If you're not actually in the game, nothing's going to change. So you've got to be proactive, got to be out there, got to be engaging with people, and be open to having those conversations, you know, with people that you respect in the market, people you've come across, and depending on your vision, your strategy, you know, where you see your business going, you know, somebody might find that pretty attractive. The problem I'm seeing is we're just not doing it enough. We're not proactive enough. I think there's a little bit of doom and gloom, bit of, you know, head under the carpet. You know, you've got to raise your head above the parapet. This is normal, this happens, this is the cycle of a business, and you've got to understand how to navigate through that. But there will be opportunities, I can assure you, where you might win a client you never thought you were going to win before. You may hire somebody you never thought was possible, but you've got to be in the game.
Remaining optimistic and proactive.
Indeed.
And taking opportunities when they come along.
The mere fact I'm talking to you now, I'm being, you know, proactive.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So obviously Recruitment Entrepreneur launches businesses, you invest in businesses that want to launch, but also obviously scale, which we've touched on. This market, choppy waters, changeable. What would your advice to be to somebody who, you know, arguably could have been made redundant over the last 6 to 9 months and actually thinks, you know, they've been maybe not the top biller, but a strong biller. that actually, is this a good time to launch a business?
I think if you look at the pattern of recruitment entrepreneur and the cycles where we've seen the biggest growth, it is always in choppy markets. We always seem to attract more people when the markets slow down, because people at that moment in time are probably more comfortable in taking a risk because the alternative isn't great. So, you know, when I started Alexander Mann, it was in the depth of a recession. Everybody said to me, you're crazy. But at the time, the alternative wasn't great either. And I thought, the truth is, what have I got to lose? And therefore, these are the market conditions where probably you have little to lose. So if you were ever going to do it, the odds should be on your side. One of the things that I say to people, imagine if you could crack it now, if you could make it happen now, what would you do as the markets recover? And the one thing gravity has taught us, everything that goes down always goes back up again. You know, I've been in this industry now for 30 odd years, and it bounces every single time, you know, without question. So, you know, now's the time that if you had the confidence, you would start, you'd be modestly small, you wouldn't overtrade, you wouldn't overexpand, but you would be in the game. You would be in the business. As the markets start to rise, you've now got established, you've got customers, you're up and running, you've got revenue, you've got a fantastic platform from which to build on, and you take full advantage of market conditions as they improve, and you end up with an amazing business. So, you know, can you ever time the market perfectly? No. But the truth of the matter is, now is as good as ever. I mean, just to give you an example, I was meeting with a prospect yesterday who wanted to start his business. And of all the places in the world, he is starting his business in Ukraine. So when he made the pitch to me, I nearly fell off my chair. Because if you'd said to me, which geographic location would you not be investing in right now, James? I probably would have said Ukraine.
Yeah.
This individual is in recruitment, and he's telling me right now that there are still over 20 million people in Ukraine who go to work every day, they go to restaurants, they still got to eat, they still got to work, and life is going on. And for any economy to continue to function, you need people. The problem is, in the last 18 months, 10 million people have left. What has that created is a shortage of talent. He is saying demand for job flow is off the charts. I'm like, really? He's telling me the opposite of what I'm hearing,
yeah,
everybody else. But this just goes to show there are people out there who take advantage of market opportunities, who see things that we probably don't see. Mm-hmm. You know, but I think the key message for me is now's the time to be way more proactive.
I think going back to our earlier point, if you are starting to launch a business, you will be getting your processes and best practice 100% perfect, because you have to in this market.
Absolutely.
And then you've built the foundation. To your point, is when the market picks up, you can scale effectively off the back of that. You mentioned in our first podcast, obviously, about having a partner and a mentor. I think it was Alexander Mann. How important is that today? You know, obviously going it alone, I think there's a perception of if you go alone, it's lonely. Where's that advice? Where's that support? You had it at Alexander Mann, I think you touched on it. You know, you've had people around you throughout your career. Is that more important today?
I think when markets are experiencing some of the challenges that we're seeing, I think having a mentor who's lived through this before, who's done this before, who's experienced some of those challenging decisions, can literally be a game changer. You know, these are exactly the right environment where a mentor can make the difference. And it doesn't have to be the good and the great. It simply needs to be somebody who understands your business, that has experienced some of these issues before, because you can't replace experience. You know, in this environment, experience is fundamentally crucial to be able to navigate through and make the right choices and make the right decisions. So I couldn't stress enough that if somebody that you know, somebody that you respect, somebody you've come across, could be a previous owner, a previous manager, could be a family member, just somebody that you feel comfortable in taking their advice.
So lastly, What would then be your four key takeaways for entrepreneurs, people looking to launch their business, that they should be focusing on? You know, you mentioned kind of maybe between the next 6 to 12 months that we're going to remain in similar kind of market. To focus and launch and scale their business, what would you say are the four takeaways that you have to focus on to be successful to come out the other side?
I think number one, I think your work ethic in this market has to go right at the top. This is not a time, you know, to be taking your foot off the gas. So work ethic right now would be right at the top. You know, I'm literally starting earlier every day and working a bit later every day because that's what the market expects. So you've got to be able to do that. I said, secondly, review the market you're in, because you may just be unfortunate that the market sector you're in, no matter how good or bad you are, if there isn't job flow, there is not job flow. So be very conscious about what is the market that I'm operating in. Secondly, if you are going to be operating in this market, make sure that the clients that you're working with are truly qualified. I cannot stress enough the amount of people I'm meeting who are wasting so much of their time on jobs, frankly, they're never going to fill. Clients that they have just not qualified. Candidates that they're window shopping. You know, you don't have the luxury of doing that in this market. So qualifying clients and candidates is fundamental right now. Now is not the environment to take on the world and be growing aggressively. It's not sustainable. So manage your cost base and manage it well. Do it on a weekly and monthly basis. Make sure that your revenue and your cost base is absolutely in line.
James, really insightful, really good advice. Really excited to see the next 6 to 12 months on where we go to invest and even geographically as well, hearing obviously your story on Ukraine. Thank you very much for your time.
Excellent, Tom.
Thank you.
Always good to see you.
Thank you.